Even though we pass on a mitzvah mechal uraya, over Ramuna Adonganum in the Talach is that if Tok Fukoyin ain't mitzvah miyodai, that means it's a schus kiva. When state, and Ramuna had eichel learned that the Isser v'gizva avoida comes from the mominess of the koyin, it's equivalent to a maizeg. So it's mochach that the reason why it's also gizva avoida is geboit af a schus kiva, the fact that he has the ability to be toik. Lemaisa, that was the halacha of Rav Nuna that there is a schus tkifa because the halacha is tok v'koyin ain moitzim yoda. Where was that halacha coming from? Rashi says that's the way Rav Nuna learned the lashon hamoitzim echal v'raya. Hamoitzim echal v'raya means that whoever is the moitzi, all of v'raya. Right now the Yisrael has it. The koyin the moitzi, all of v'raya. When the koyin has it, then the Yisrael becomes the moitzi, all of v'raya. That was Rav Nuna's halacha. Comes again, Rava, and think of beidah nekudas. Zok to Rava. Be'etzem, talk for koyin, mitzin miyoda. The ganze hanocha that lu yitzur, the koyin grabs it. The halacha is now going to be that ain't mitzin miyoda. Isn't this true? Hamoitz mechal v'raya doesn't mean whoever is the mitzi. Lo oylam, Dr. Rashi, lo oylam, the koyin's kari mitzi. Even if he grabs it, he's still considered a mitzi. So the halacha is mitzin miyoda. Memeila, semuchach taka, semuchach. And the reason why gizav avoid this chal is not because the Giza avoid is mikoyach the hegdish of the koyin kilu, mikoyach the balas of the koyin. The reason why kedushas, the reason why Yisrael Giza avoid is chal is because the sofik b'char, not in hilchas mamas, the sofik b'char stam yitzara atzmoy is what's chal meichal Yisrael Giza avoid. So yes, the Gemara now dance, the Hemshech Gemara dance on this new shaila that came, that crawled into the Rikuach, and the Gabi, if you could bring up pshitas, the shaila v'gdisha. Is da shaila machloek is between Rabbi Nun and Rabba? What's the halacha? Tok v'koyin mitzim yoda in mitzim yoda. It's the kitzur. It's roofed on by the poiskim. Does tefisa help in a makom sofik? The grace of shaila. You have a sofik, like a sofik bechor, which is sofik in mitzias. The sofik you can't get down to the bottom of it. No one knows what happened. Only the Eibushter knows. Similarly, we shouldn't bring in gan shas. We have similar cases. We have sveika dedina, which is not a sofik in mitzias, but a sveika dedina. Also, you can't get down to the bottom of a sofik dedina. Chazal have a sofik, Ravina of Ashi have a sofik, you can't get, there's no way to machriya. What happens? What's the halacha? So the first halacha, the original halacha is a mitzvah mechal v'raya. If it's someone's b'shus, we pass on a mitzvah mechal v'raya. If the b'chor right now is b'shus of Yisrael, we pass on a mitzvah mechal v'raya. What happens if it's tfisa in a mokum sofik, does tfisa help us make us? That's the machlekas. You're not sick of the machlekas, I'm a roi. From Nuna held that talk to the coin, ain't my team, you know, tfisa helps with mokum sofik, tfisa helps even after psaka mitzvah mechal v'raya. And Rabbi said, "Be'etzem avada not. Tefisa doesn't help mitzvah miyodim." In Pashas, Rabbi Yishenim learned that the Maskonis Asugi is like Rabbi, the Paskin Halacha, that Tefisa doesn't help a Makom Sofik. So Rabbi Yishenim Mavara the Shaila, what Vosgate the Shaila, does Tefisa help a Makom Sofik? What is the study of Shaila? Mitzvah miyodim, in mitzvah miyodim. The Vada has a lot to do Halacha Lamaisa, even though we Paskin, Rabbi Yishenim Paskin, in mitzvah miyodim. But there are a lot of exceptions to understand Vosgate the Shaila. Oh. So there's the address. Where do you like the shali? Go to get to the Gemara. Sugis the Gemara. The Gemara is the Maisa Machta Tliya. From the Dinah Maitzim Yoda in Tliya, we have a Mufurish Gemara. Machta Tliya, the Dinah Maitzim Yoda in Maitzim Yoda, there's no Din, Halacha. It's not close to Brishon or a Brisa. But as fake as in the Chosn Adir. But Chananya, gebracht a Raya to Rabba, the Tok the Koin Maitzim Yoda, from the Din of as fake as in the Chosn Adir. It says, but Chananya Gazok, the Gemara state that the Din, or whether or not I could use a Sofik, a Sofik, talking in the Maizka, a Sofik Pidim Petach Amor. Can I use a Sofik Pidim Petach Amor in part of the Cheshbon to pater my Maizus? I have behemoths that are Zichr Chayiv and Maizu here. And I want to throw in the Sofik to be a Cheshbon. It's possible that it would be the one that's going to pater the behemoths that are Vadach Chayiv and Maizu. Can I use a Sofik? Zokti Gamor, that's totally in the din of Maizim Yodai, Maizim Yodai. If the Halacha is a Maizim Yodai, Tfisa helps Misvekas, times of Chananya, how could you use a Svekas? Nimsa Poiter Mavainim, Mavainim Shokain. If the Halacha is like Rabba, that might see me yodin, then we understand. You could use a maizus. There's no problem of nimsa poita as a minish shalkein. They stay in the Gemara. The din of sveikas nas adir is totally on the shayla. So we have to mavar. What is this tliya? Because the Mishnah. You know, because the chorus in the Rambam is the das yochid. Rambam paskins the maizah. Halacha is talk for koin. He paskins like talk for koin ain't might see me yodin. I guess the Mishnah says, aye, what's with the Gemara? The Gemara says that the din of Tokvu Kainim Mitzvah that doesn't work, Sveikas and Chasam Deer doesn't stem together. And the Rambam Paskins and Sveikas and Chasam Deer, don't forget the Mishnah. The Rambam held the Tli is not Mochach B'chal. The Rambam held, that's a Kash, it's not a Tli Mochach B'chal. What's the Sheikhas? The need of Tokvu Kainim Mitzvah Yodi, ain't Mitzvah Yodi, is the Mishnah, is when the Kain goes and grabs. No one's arguing, Menun and Rabbah didn't argue when the Yisrael has it, a Mitzvah Mechol, take it. It's his. The Mitzvah Mechol, it's his. You could use it. He could check it and they could eat it for supper. It's his. The whole machloikus is what happens when there's a tkiva. Add in a little words. What happens when the kohen changes around the tables? He's mehepachar up here. Right now, he's the moitzi, but he makes the Yisrael to the moitzi. Maybe that's going to change things. The fact that the Yisrael is the moitzi. Of a kohen's mind, right now, it's by the Yisrael. And the Yisrael is the muchzik. No one argues. There no one argues. So Avada, even if Inaman Amar holds Ein Moitzi Miyadi, that helps the Tvisa, of a closed mind is by the Yisrael, Avada, he could use it for Maisers. Avada, even if Inaman Amar speaks with Chazan Deer. As I think Kesem Mishab Shan the Rambam. So now, besides this, the whole Arbit, who are the Rambam? How does the Rambam deal with the Gemara? There's another Malach in the Rambam. But the Chorin, the Kesem Mishab Shan the Ur, Shaila, and the Gemara. Maisa, all the Rishonim learn the Gemara Kapshuta, and they go with the Maskanis the Gemara. If they hold it is Tali, the Kesem Mishab is being Ur, Shaila, why does the Gemara see at the Halacha, whether or not the ability to mifi use sveikus from maisris, why is that totally on the shayla if tefisa helps me sofik? Even if tefisa doesn't help me sofik, does help me sofik, but that's when you do the tefisa right now. He didn't chap, and nishke chap right now. It's by the Yisrael. Why can't he use it for maisris? So that's a chayz. It's two drachim and mizbein, and it's two mamish, two velt, and two batim drachim. Parshat no sugi. Rabbanan clearly is dealing with the kasam mishnah, the kunsa sveikus and alafay. In Aleph Vav, I think, brings from his brother, very similar to Rav Chanan. I'm going to say it a little bit. Rav Chanan is mostly, over there, Be'etzim, I'm like Masaret, they're coming to the Dingin, the Gansu, the Gansu, and the Kesem Mishan. Mamash, the Gansu, and the Kesem Mishan. Kesem Mishan, I'm going to mean, at the Gansu Machloikis, of Tokvukain, Mitzim Yodai, Ein Mitzim Yodai, starts, Heit Zachon, B'shastat Kifa. But no one's arguing in the Mitzim Mechel Vrai. So I'm going to say, Fakert, Be'etzim, the need of talk for kind of mitzvah and yada and mitzvah and yada stems from a much freer kashayla. It doesn't start off. There's a kifah. There's a tefisa misafik help. We said in nusach. There's tefisa misafik help. That's the machlekes. It stems. I'm shema freer kashayla. It's a gemal kashayla. What's the halacha when we have a safik gomer and we pass on a mitzvah mechel v'ray? What's together in that psak a mitzvah mechel v'ray? The erish tzadit. And here we have a safik. Oh, but there's a musa called cheskas mamet. Someone's holding it, that's the sugi in Baba Kama. Someone's holding Mamet. Mandakov le keva azal beyas. So we see the Mamet by him. Right now we see the Mamet by him. We're not going to be Mishan it. Hamoitzi mechav el varay. The Kunsh Zasveik's brother, Chaim Kohen, also says there's also Cheskas Mar Kama. I want to avoid that a little bit. The Mashmoyz Hadvorim is that the sugi of Tafu Kohen Mitzim Yod is not Dafka based on Cheskas Mar Kama. Well, we'll go use him. This is a din muchzik. Right now the Yisrael is a muchzik. This din muchzik that we pass in the din Hamoitzi mechav el varay, is it Hachroa Vadois? After Shurish HaSofik, other Nisht. Erish the Tzadid. Since Lamaisa, whether or not you keep the money, is totally on the Sofik, if on the Tzad that it's a Bechor belongs to the Kohen, it's going to share your Bailas. So we're Machriya. The Chazoka comes and is Machriya the Shurish HaSofik. It's Machriya the Shurish HaSofik. That's the Din of a Chazoka. It's not a Svara, it's a Din Chazoka. I got my Cheskas moment. The Etzem Musik of Cheskas moment is a Svara. But the idea is more similar. The Chonam compares it to Cheskas Chazoka by Yisur. That's the halacha, it's a din Torah, that in order to keep the chazaka, we're machriya the shayrish ashayla. So it's considered, if the first side is if we were machriya, the vada, this wasn't a bachar. Vada, it wasn't a bachar. That's the first shayla. Hamayit's going to rise up, sak vada. If vada wasn't a bachar, the Yisrael could keep it. If vada wasn't a bachar. The second side is, Hamayit's going to make levaraya. Hamayit's going to make levaraya. It's not a psak vada. How can we pass him a vada? It's a din, misveik aloy avdinun maisa. A maisa misopik. We have no idea. We end up with Misopik. We don't know what this was. Is it a Bukhar or not a Bukhar? Misopik, we can't make a change. We have to leave it by him. We leave it by him. Misopik, we leave it by him. The first side is with Machriya the Shurisha Shaila. Pirush. Shurisha Shaila is it a Bukhar or not a Bukhar? Not Bailus, not Bailus. Pirush. The Shur, when we go back to Shurisha Shaila, we always mean, was it a Bukhar or not a Bukhar? First Shaila is, it's Machriya the Shurisha Shaila. Machriya the Shurisha Shaila. Memela, that's why I get it. In order to get it, the second shayla is, keep it, we can leave it by you. Memela, that is the shurish of the machloikas, of Tokva Kohen, Mitzim Yodai, Mitzim Yodai. The man Amar holds might see me yodai. He holds the shaila is already mukhra. The shaila is already mukhra. It's already. It's not a bechor. When the kohen takes it, it's going to change anything around. We already said it's not a bechor. It's not a bechor. We take it out. We take away from. Oh, but the man Amar holds. Ain't might see me yodai. It's only because he holds that originally the psak of mitz mukhraya was a masafik. We never went machri the shaila. We said we can't change anything around. We said we can't change anything around. It was by him now. Now it's by the kohens. We can't change anything around. That's the shur shaila. Memela Zokta Bukhanan, this is totally argued the Kesem Mishnah. We're saying, Fakarit, state, that's Zokta Bukhanan. State in the Sugya that it's not a local Shaila Tafakan Mitzinu Yodai. The Gemara is Raya, what is the Gemara's Raya that the Din Svekas and Chosan Dir is Tali and Mitzinu Yodai? Gemara means it's a Raya, it's a Simin. It's a Raya in the Shursha Shaila. We have Nocha Shaila now. What happens? We have a Safik in Nochas Mamas. The first Safik is Safik Horus. Who does the money belong to? Yisrael the Kai. What happens if we have other sveikas and hilchas isser v'heter that are totally violent? We have other sveikas and hilchas isser v'heter that don't matter. Chiyuv ma'isus is a shalom isser v'heter. You mechuyuv ma'isus is a chiyuv isser v'heter. In order to use the behemoth, you have to take ma'isus behemoth. It's a chiyuv isser v'heter. Oh, but that's totally on whether or not you can only use something that's yours. What happens if I have a shilas sveikas and isser v'heter that are totally on mamas? This is also totally zakar b'chanan on the same first for you to take a shilah. Is a moitzim mechaver a psak vadi or psak sofik? If a moitzim mechavaya was machriya the shurish ha-shayla, that the suffik b'chor, it's a vada not a b'chor. So the mele, lagabi is a vada also, it was m'mukha already. It was a m'smukha. The vada, it's yours. The vada, it's not a b'chor. You could use it for ma'isus. However, if on the second side of moitzim mechavaya, if you go on the side of moitzim, the other side of moitzim is only a suffik, so lagabi ma'isus, it's a suffik. How me suffik could you cook? Me suffik, you could pat yourself a ma'isus, me suffik, it could be it's not yours b'chor. Could be it's not yours b'chor. Says the fear of Chanan. First chashuv hazach we have is that he's coming totally to argue the Mekes mission. The machloikas of Moitzim Yodai doesn't start when the kohen makes a tefisa. Machloikas of Moitzim is that we say this dika machloikas and a Moitzim Meichaver all over I. Yeah, the mashal this brings it out. It's nagia tens of other shailas, tens of other shailas. There are many shailas. What is the halacha Moitzim Raya? How could he use it? Could he make kedushin with it? Could he go? What you have Moitzim Raya? Could he go buy an esrog with it? L'chayr of Moshe, I want to bring out the B'chanan, L'chayr, it's a shayla, that's him, how could he use it? How could he use it, Taka? It's a suffix. So the answer is, they have to show to the Poskim, say, the Tumim says, there's a big tzad, he says, Yisoid, that the Isser Gzela was mutami suffix. The Torah, the parasha of Moitz Melech Avaraya, is mutami suffix. Lift in the round of Moitz Melech Avaraya, if it's misuffix, the Chazal let you keep it, you don't have to be choshish for Gzela. You have to say the side of Rav Chanan. It's Taka suffix, how could I use it? The Torah says me suffix, you don't have to be machmer on Gzela. If it's by you, Moitz Melech Avaraya, you don't have to be machmer on Gzela. That's what Chana is saying. There's a very basic shayla b'chalal. How in the Moitz Melech Avaraya does he have it? The second akudim would be Madig Shuv. If you're Chana in Pshat, the Gemara is not bringing a raya. The tli of Rabbi Chananya wasn't a tliya, a direct tliya. It was a tliya. It was a raya in the tzad. We call Simon. It was a raya in the tzad. He wasn't bringing a raya directly to the Meitzim Yodik. He's saying the same shayla, the same Friya Dika shayla, the same shayla Shayroshi that we have that determines the din is Meitzim Yodik, Meitzim Yodik. That's also going to be whether or not Tzvekas and Chasim Nadir. Ad kan Malach Rabbi Chana. Rav and the Vayla, one of the Shtelovek, Svei Ors on this Malach. Sayan the Tzad, the way Rav Chana explains the Tzad of Mitzin Yodai, and Sayan where he says, Ein Mitzin Yodai. Nochamo. Start with the Tzad of Mitzin Yodai. Fear of Rav Chana, the Tzad of Mitzin Yodai is because HaMoitz Mechariah is Machriya the Shur Shashayl. It's Machriya the Shur Shashayl. It's Zichar Nishkin Bechor. It's Zichar the Yisrael. It's Zichar Nishkin Bechor. Machriya the Shur Shashayl. In Emzon of Mitzias, this wasn't the firstborn. Oh. That's why Mitzin Yodai. Mavur the Rav Chana in hell, that's the only reason why I can be Mitzin Yodai. That is the only reason why you mean Mitzin Yodai is coming mikoyach the fact that the shayla was hukra bavad. If the shayla shayla wasn't hukra, it means a suffix, that locha should be in Mitzin Yodai. Well, ben Aura from the Friyad Dika Sugya. We'll start with the Ran, that's in the Shersha Dovitz of Hikam Rishon. We saw in the Sugya of Shnayim, we'll use some Metallus, and you have to go start piecing back the puzzle. We saw in the Sugya of Shnayim, we'll use some Metallus. What's the locha? Does a tfisa help in Shnayim, we'll use some Metallus? Does a tfisa without anything else? Does a tfisa help to the Mephurish Gemara? Everyone has the answer clear in their mails. It's a Purusha Gemara. It doesn't help. The Gemara says, "He talk for Efel Benenu. Either Ksovach Mitchila Vatzoyif Ma'avol Ma'ava." It's a Purusha Gemara. The Tfisa by Shnayim Oichs Metalos doesn't help. Doesn't help. You need to bring in an element of Oidah. Vavos Nish. Dry Rishayim. The Rajba, the Ram, the Ramban, all Shtel Su Arsug. For the same reason as Talk for Koyin Moitzin Miyodai. That's also over there. It doesn't help. Tfisa says Moitzin Miyodai. We paskin Yachloiku. You can't go back. He's a Muxik. We bring it back. Moitzin Miyodai. That means, wherever the Hezbollah is going to be in our sugya of Meitzin Miyodai, and our sugya is going to be the same Hezbollah in the sugya by Shnai Meitz Metal. Rabban Mefurish Ran, everyone saw this Ran. The Ran says Lehedya, the by Shnai Meitz Metal, the Gemara has a suffix, whether or not it's a psak vader or a psak suffix. The Ran has a clear tzad, the one way he learned the Gemara, it's a suffix in the Gemara. And the second way he learned the Ran, it's poshit that by Talis it's a suffix. The Ran says Lehedia by Shnai Mois Metalis. When we paskin that the second half of the talis belongs to Shimon, he calls it Zapsak Misafik. And the same exact Ran says that when Reuven takes it, we might see in Miyodai for the same reason by Tafakayim, might see in Miyodai. I have a Mefurish Ran that even if we make a Psak Misafik, you still can have might see in Miyodai. Rabbi Chanan is saying the whole tzad of Mitzi and Miyodai is only when the Chazal or Machriya the Shail. Mikoyuch Machmir Shalom Mitzi and Miyodai. Hare the Ran says that we pass in Reuven, we pass in the second half of the house of Shemitz, he calls that a Psak Misofik, and the Loch is Mitzi and Miyodai. Yeah, this is Mefurish Ran. And the Emes, the Oimid, those who are holding the Cheshmer last Sugya, the Oimid Chazvorim, it's Muchach, and the whole Sugya of Schust Kifa. The whole Sugya we spoke last week, the whole tzad that you can be Magdish the Talis. The whole tzad that a schust kifa could give you, it's mostly called a schust kifa, that can give you a tzad bailus in the talis, is only because you have a tzad suffix in there. Luyitzur bi hachrov adois at Shimon. We spoke about last week, schust kifa can't be a schachos, it can't create a tzad bailus. It's only because, and that's where the Ran's coming from, only because Taka wasn't mukhav avadi. And again, those three, there are three Rishonim, those same three Rishonim, we'll learn it's a schust kifa, the Raj brother and Ban of the Ran, they all say lehedia, that the reason why we're talking, when Reuven takes it, is because Taka couldn't meet him the other. It's mukhach, if you always reshine him, that you could have a din of Maitzi and Miyodai, even because even if it wasn't mukhach of Avadois. Not like a Bechonah's Malach first, and the first in the Malach of Maitzi and Miyodai. Bechonah Nochem Ol Ongenum, and the only reason why we're Maitzi Miyad HaToykif is only because it was mukhach of Avadois. Vais, that Bishnai Meitz Metalis, even if it wasn't the mukhach of Avadois, you still did the tzad of Maitzi and Miyodai. That's the tzad from Maitzi and Miyodai, of the Tzvei Tzad. The Bechonah's Hezbron, the tzad of Ain Maitzi and Miyodai. That's a Bayah Bissalim Pshat. Bissalim Pshat. Mashmois Advorim, Kamishin, Gnish like a Bechonah. Fiyuv HaKon and Akum Toys, that the man Omer holds Ein Moitzi Miyodai, Pshat is that the Sofik Gomu, the Etzim, the Sofik totally remained intact. And the reason why you can't use it for Maestris is because it's a Sofik, it's totally a Sofik. We let you to keep it, again, we let you keep it, and Gzela, you don't have to be Choshish for Gzela, but the Maitzis is a Sofik, it's a totally Sofik, it's a Mamish a Sofik whether it's yours or the Koins. Mamish a Sofik with the other Koins. Obviously you can't use it for Maestris. So first of all, Diktukal. Diktukal is a Loshon Gemara, very strange law. Nimsa poiter atzmi m'moyni shel koin. Lefiz of Reb Chanan should say, im tim slayma ein moitzim yodei, yef shel lifter atzmi misofik. Rather, that's where Reb Chanan quotes the Gemara. Reb Chanan quotes the Gemara, he says, he can't pat himself misofik, he can't pat himself, he has a vada chiv, and he's sofik if he was yoytis chiv. Then what's the Gemara should say? How could you pat yourself misofik? That's where Reb Chanan read the Gemara. Nimsa poiter atzmi m'moyni shel koin, it means misofik m'moyni shel koin. That's where he read the Gemara. But this is a starker tain in Rashi, a tain from the Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi, he says over the tain of the Gemara, the Rashi says, Yisak adaitach, yeish lakoin sad schia boy. Nim se zem, yotzev asir, poitim menim en shokoin. Rashi's magish, sad schia. Schia always means that he would be able to get it, not that it belongs to him. Rashi just said, sad moment. Sad schia means that he could, if he would actually take it, he would get it. Rashi stresses, since the aloha is that tokva, if you'd be tokva, ein moitzi in miyodoi, that's why there's a problem to use it for Maisus. The fear of a chana, no, it's a rayim and a tzad. The reason, it's not a siba. The reason why I can't use it for Maisus is not because if the kohen grabs it, he's able to keep it. That's just a raya that it's a suffix. The reason why I can't use it for kohen is because it's a suffix, not because he grabs it. Even if the aloha would be, for some reason, he's not going to keep it. I don't know why. But if it's a suffix, you can't be part of the suffix. Why is Rashi stressing the tzad schir? When the Ritva comes and Rashi is a diag, and the Ritva is a sach starker, the Ritva says lahedia, the Ritva says the same sprach as Rashi, that if you hold the Ein Moitzi Miyodai, he has a tzatzchir, the Ritva calls it Jor Demaino. Nimsa the Kohen has a Jor Demaino, has a Shaykhis here, that's what the Ritva calls it. But the Ritva says lahedia, since, in Kinneri was Geristan in the Gemara, since Lu Yitzor to be Tokafit, you get a Geristan in the Gemara, Intim Salaima, the Kohen would Tokafit, he would get it. Nimsa, he has a Jor Demaino, and how could the Yisrael use it? I don't understand. The fear of Chanan, what do you have to go? Because if he would get it, he would get his mind with it. That's a rayim and a tzad. The ikur nekuda is, it's a suffix. It's a tzad that it belongs to the kohen. Right now, it's a tzad that is not the Yisrael's bechor. The kuda isn't that if he would take it, would he be able to get it? It's not a gay bechor. It's not a gay bechor. The shaila is, if right now it is his. If right now it is his. Mashal. There are cases, even if you hold Maitzi and Biyadai, you could also get it. You could also get it. We're going to see soon. The Rishanim have a klalim. The piece of Matan is buried. So why don't we don't say every time the Kohen could get it, you can't use it for Maisus. So what's Reb Chanan saying? It's a Simon, it's a proper. It's not the issue isn't could the Kohen get it. The question is it a Psak Safik or Psak Vadai? So why are the Ritva and Rashi stressing? Why are they stressing the fact that the Kohen could get it? But even it's Mashma Nishtazai, that's what we're trying to advise from Rashi and the Ritva. It's Mashma Takitana Safik. It's ma'ashma that the tzad the kohen could get it is the catalyst over here. Not like Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan understood that mitzim yoda mitzim yoda is a raya, is a vice, is a gilui that there's a previous machlokes. Once I know there's a previous machlokes, the problem is that there's a sofik. It sounds in Rashi and Ritva more like the base measures of the Kesem Mishnah. That's what I'm coming back to. The base measures of the Kesem Mishnah. It sounds like Rashi and Ritva, even though my mitzim yoda is not a posh of the sofik. The problem is, starts from mitzim and emitzim. It starts from the tkifa of the kohen. The sugi, the machloikis, is much more limited, is much more local. It's not a colossal machloikis. Bechlal, the psacha, moitzi mikal v'rai, is a sofik or vadei. It sounds like a fee, silafin manam or moitzi miyodoi, ain't moitzi miyodoi. We'll see soon, maybe. There's a chilik with that sofik, a chilik with that vadei. But the machloikis is, the nidan is, everything's coming from the tzad, tof v'koin, moitzi miyodoi, ain't moitzi miyodoi. That's the tain of the Gemara. We're going to learn the tain is, in tifslein, ain't moitzi miyodoi, ever right, it's a sofik. In Rashi and Rif, it sounds like, no, lav dafka, it's a sofik. Aber im Tim Kloimer, im Tim Soloimer. Top kein mit sehen mir oder ein mit sehen mir oder so hier ist Satz hier. That's a positive see but to stare to not allow him to be put that in my show kein. So we have a horror on both sides of Rokhon on the side the way Rokhon and explain mit sehen mir oder that he said it's a havada ha khrof the shavish shaila was showing the khur it sounds like we shown him a learned lav dafka that it has to be a khur on the shavish shaila not the same mit sehen mir oder. And in the side of aim mit sehen mir oder Rokhon went the other extreme and he said it's mamsha sofi gomor. It sounds like in Rashi and the Ritva, it's not a Sofa Gomer. It's not a Sofa Gomer. Because they don't just say it. It sounds like we need to use the Tzad Kif of the Kohen in order to affect his ability to take Mises. What's this chat? It's one of my Tzia Taka. It's a new, totally new way to go to the Sugya. Now, Be'er Mitzvah Ker, we're coming from the Kesem Mishnah. Very, very carved to the Kesem Mishnah is Mahalach, just as a small Shina. Coming from the way the Kesem Mishnah approached the Sugya. Kesem Mishnah approached the Sugya at the Iker Machloikis is not necessarily too Veltin, Tzak Sofik, Tzak Vadei. Because the machloikis is limited to the din mitzi and miyada and mitzi and miyada. That's what we're trying to look for. So let's take a start, basic. Avada, we're going to have to touch major, fundamental yisoidis and shastik yisoidis. We can't be marach so much and everything. We're going to have to be masada. Let me buy in the Indian business. What is this din, the mitzi mechal raya, b'mokim sofik? Let's take a start from the din of mitzi and miyada. Paskan mitzi and miyada. Rechonon on ongenumin. That the only way to say Mitzim Yodah is because we're Machriya the Shurash HaShayla. We have a Sufik in Mitzias, a Sufik the Dina sometimes. So we're Machriya the Shurash HaShayla. First of all, Bistam, another Kasha, Bichlal, by Sveik of the Dina, you can Machriya the Shurash HaShayla. Yushenim Shtel Tzu, Sufik. Another Taino of the Mechon. Yushenim Shtel Tzu. The Dina of Tafakon Mitzim Yodah, the Sveik of the Dina. Since Sveik of the Dina is Shaykh to Machriya the Shurash HaShayla. How can you Machriya the Shurash HaShayla?
Even by Bechor, it's impossible.
Yeah, it's yeah. Only Shemayim Kno. No, say there. There's no stira to say that. I don't. It's a lack of idea. So we're going to say in Chalami. It's a din. Chazoko, we never want that happen. But the second din is more than that. Ravina Mashi said, we have no Achor. Not a lack of idea. Ravina Mashi said, we have no Achor. There's a shter to be Machriya. Not just a lack of idea. How could you be Machriya against Ravina Mashi? Ravina Mashi came out with a philosophic. We saw in the Ran, which we bought from the Ran, the previous sugya. Vice is it's shaykh to say this. Musa called we're be paskin misofik. Ran says by shaymas now we paskin misofik tiana, but it's still a dinam mitzim biyoda. What's pshat? Eichin akaim, eichin zayin din. How could you eichin iskaim shnei dvorim bebasachas? So the dikah dinam mitzim mechal v'raya, and the shaynim and the chayim for sure. It's called mekayich din cheskas mamon. There's a Musa called zechal gadol bedin mitzim mechal v'raya. Then we have a sofik. My mid the moment beches kasei. What's pirush my mid moment beches kasei? Kitzur near madvaram the pshat is. We say lule there'd be a suffix today. Many sveikas and shas. We say lule there'd be a suffix today. What would be the? What's the beches kas? What's the stomach? What's the pashtus? What do we see b'lefinenu? Who do we say the moment belongs to? If there'd be no suffix, what is the stomach? The middle, the klal of chazokas and shas. Alamol is chazat. The Torah wanted to avoid sveikas. They wanted to avoid a matzah sveikas. There's a klal my mid on ches kasei. We maimon on the stomach without the suffix. We maimon on what the stomach was, the pashtus was, without the suffix. By cheskes mamon also, the same thing. We maimon on what would be the din without the suffix. The slight difference by yisurim, we say we maimon what was before the suffix. By yisurim, we say maimon on the pashtus what was before the suffix. And by mamon, it's lav dafka. Do we need what was before the suffix? We can even go in the hoiv in the present right now. And we say, close your eyes, make believe there wasn't a suffix. What would vice ois today? What would tell me? What would be the pashtus today? So I say it depends. If the chayfitz, we're donning on a talis, we're donning on a bechor. If there's just a rabbin, I don't have any pashtus on the suffix. I don't know anything. But if it's in Reuven's hands, if it's in Yisrael's hands, on the suffix, I would say the Pasha says Yisrael has it. That's called Cheskes Mamon. Cheskes Mamon is, close your eyes in the suffix today, what would be the Pashtus lulei the suffix? Lulei the suffix of the Pashtus. Now there's a halacha, the Cheskes Mamon, ha-moitz mechavar, don't be mishana from the Cheskes. That's the ikudin of Cheskes Mamon, b'kitzer. You like to shtel this over here, that the Chora, the Achroinim say, Achroinim, G'doyle Mamash, G'doyle Achroinim, V'eger, V'nesivis, Mechem the Shleima, they all, Shalosh G'doyle Yoylam, they all said one Yisoy, in the Sugi of Cheskes Eman Yilabas and Ksuvis, they all say there's two Eifanim of Chazokas, they're talking about Yisroon, there's two Eifanim of Chazokas and Machriya, there's Yisoy this in Shas. Amol Chazoka, the Pashtis, is able to say what they call Altistapik. You have a Tzad Tzav, you have a Reyes Lefanein, if it's sad, maybe the behemoth was a trefer. Maybe the behemoth was a trefer. It's not clear. Chazaka tells me, don't clear that sad. Even though there is a good sad like that, but don't clear that sad. Chazaka says, "Al tistapik, don't clear. We want to keep the pasha, so we don't clear bechlam." But there are certain times that it's not possible to say "Al tistapik." One of the places the Achrayim talk about is a trefer trade. It's not possible to say "Al tistapik." There's no suffix in the world of others. There's a suffix. There's another koyach in Chazaka that's called "Al toitzi enami suffix." What does that mean? That means there is a suffix. But don't mutcher, don't shepherd, don't alter the chazaka. Don't gnaw away at the chazaka. The iser itself stays limkoima. The iser doesn't let the chazaka be moitzi from the pashtas. The suffix is there. The shurish shaila, I don't know. But glabe taking away from the iser, we say the shurish shaila can't be chal. That's like a paldino. The shurish shaila, we don't know. We can't be machriya the shurish shaila. But if you want to use the shaila now and say it's ois cheskes iser or ois cheskes heter, we say al toitzi enami sofik. It's an ogre legabe the mokoy med chazoka legabe mashemuch saklonu. It's not chal the sofik legabe mashemuch saklonu. The etzim sofik we can't be machriya. Legabe mashemuch saklonu can't be the chazoka. So ken zayin this state in the round the free of the gesugia. This is the mamish the pesach of our sugia. Like to be matzia lelchayra. Then our sugia if we're using cheskes mamon, avada not using. The Cheskes Mamon that says Al Tistapik, not like a Bechon Alachar, not the Chazoka that's being Machuya the Shar Shashayla. I mean, he was tiny. We can't get to the bottom of the Shayla. Sofik Bechor, we can't get to the bottom of the Shayla. How could we use a Sofik Amachras the Shar Shashayla? The Chazoka is going to tell me for sure he's Machuya the Shar Shashayla, whether or not it was a Bechor or not a Bechor. It can't be Machuya the Shayla was a Bechor or a Bechor. And we brought the Rishonim Shtol to the Sveik of the Dina, and the Sveik of the Dina, the Chazoka is Machuya the Shar Shashayla. How can you Machuya the Ravina Vashi have it said not that way? How can Machuya the Shar Shashayla? Avada, the Psak HaMoitzi Mechavrayim, this is a Kuliyama, we're going to the Kuliyama right now. The Psak HaMoitzi Mechavrayim, Sofik Bechor, is using the Chazaka, which is called Al Titzi Enemy Sofik. And that's why we have this world, which is a Palgina Dika world. It has two dimensions. The Shur Shashayla, we are not Machriya. And it's a mitzvah to look in, I want everyone to look in the Kunsh Sveikas Aleph Ches. He goes, not like his brother. And the Kunsh Sveikas Nusach, he's dealing with the Tzadi of Al Halacha that we pass him. We pass in Sofek Bechor Moitzin Yodai and his Nusach is. There's a following Nusach of the Kunshas Vekas. A Sofek Bimekoi my Oimate. Vidilman, this is the Iker, this is what I want, because this Sofek Bimekoi Oimate can mean Lagabi Yisur, not Lagabi Mamis. And he says the idea, Vidilma Shalkoyenu. This is Nusach Mefurish. Vidilma Shalkoyenu. He's Mefurish even in Hilchis Mominis Be'etzem. Even in Hilchis Mominis, we weren't Machri the Shurash Shaila. We don't know. Maybe it was the Bechor, maybe it was the Kain. Oh. So why ain't Moitzin Miyada? First of all, what's a Moitzin Miyada before Moitzin Miyada? Why Moitzin Miyada? Why, what's a Moitzin Miyada? Moitzin Miyada says like this. Right, the Shaila is a Gevaldik Shaila. But right now the Yisrael is holding it, holding on to it. He's a Mukhsa. The Mukhsa means he's holding it like a Bailam. He's holding like a Bailam. You want to take that Sufik and you want to threaten the Mukhzokis of the Yisrael? You can't do that. I'll tell you the enemy Sufik. Your Sufik can't creep into me, can't encroach in where I'm holding and ruin me. So what does it do? It's defensive. It says, it doesn't call by me. Legabi the mechzokas, which means legabi my achiza in the chayfets. They can't shepherd my bialos. They can't shepherd my bialos. The shurish shaila, it's not my chriya b'chol. Legabi me avada the shaila's nachal. I can't clear legabi me if I'm allowed to hold on to the moment. I can't clear that there's a tzad. Maybe it's the coins because that's going to threaten my tzad bialos. Al toitzi enemy sofik. Hold on to what I have. Hold on to what I had. Lulei the sofik. The sofik can't change what I had. Lulei the sofik. Oh, but the ikur shaila, of sofik chor. It's not my chriya b'chol. It's not my chriya kiuzet. It's not my chriya kiuzet. So Ken Zayin, as we're starting, this is the man of Maitzim Yodoy. Maitzim Yodoy, and this is the plan of the Ran before by Shnei Merks and Metalis also. We could have two things together. We could have Achro, but the Ran calls it Achro Misafik. What does the Ran mean when he calls Achro Misafik? Achro Misafik means the Shur Shashayla wasn't Mukhra. The Shur Shashayla itself wasn't Mukhra. Oh, Bravada, you have Vade Bailis! You have Vade Bailis! You have Vade Bailis! The Shur Shashayla wasn't Mukhra. Legabe, other shailas that are not totally on your bialis. It wasn't mukhar b'chalal. Lamash, I'm going to throw it out. Those had a chance to see it for a second. There's a famous shaila, the Chem d'Shloime. It's Mamish Busta, Busta shaila. The Rashta Oilim with the shaila in the Sugiv Tachfakayin. With a Gemara in Baba Basra. There's another Sufik, Lagabi Bikurin. And he showed that even in the case of Matzim Mechel Vray, it seems like there's a Sufik, Lagabi other halachas. Lagabi other halachas. Ken Zen, we were saying about it. The Sufik, the Shurash shaila was a Mukhra Bechlau. The Shurash shaila was not Mukhra Bechlau. The Shurash shaila was not Mukhra Bechlau. But my bialis, as far as how could I was holding the Bechor for a second, could I continue holding on to the Bechor? Bevadai. Bevadai. I'll tell you enemy Sufik. Avadai could continue holding on to the Bechor. The Shurash shaila was a Mukhra. Or Avadai could continue holding on to the Bechor. It's a Lashon that's conscious of Vegas. Avadai could hold on what I could have. So I have it Bevadai. Moitzi miyodai. I'd come a bezdin ready paskin. Moitzi miyodai. I'm the Muksik. Moitzi miyodai. He's going to take. I ready. My bialis is ready. As is the Mukhzokas. I want my Chuya the Shurash shaila. Oh, but the Maisa, you have Avadai Mukhzokas. Ken Zayin, the way we started, so the way we explained the time, Moitzi Miyodai different from Rechonim. Ken Zayin, the man Homer Old Ein Moitzi Miyodai, also agrees to this. Also agrees to this. Yevad agrees that Schola Hamoitzi Michlav Raya B'Yisoyed is a Psaq Vadai, which means what it's talking to. It's not talking to the Shurash Shaila. It's talking to the Gavi the Mechzokas. It's saying the Shaila doesn't affect the Mechzokas. The Mechzokas, remember we spoke about it. So we'll go back in that base. That's what we spoke about in that base, the first Toisus. Explained, chazokas don't work, and this is the oimik. Chazokas don't start with metzias. Chazokas start with the mokum ha-mukhsik. They don't start talking about, okay, we know what happened, so memelu you can keep it. It starts all the way around. It talks about what's mukhsik. And it says, legabi what's mukhsik, we can't change. So here's what we have, this gevaldige middle world. We have this gevaldige split. We could have mitzad echot, that even though we don't know in but the ma'is legabi the mukhsokas, you keep it, it's yours, and you can hold on to it. And Be'etzim Ken Zayin, Lagabi other areas in the Torah, Lagabi other areas in the Torah, it's yours. Maybe you can make Kaddish and Isha with it. Maybe. We'll see. Talk about that maybe in a few seconds. Maybe you can make Kaddish and Isha with it. Be'etzim, it's yours. Be'etzim, it's yours. Yeah? Oh, but what does he hold? He holds still. There's a tzad in Moitzi Miyodai. Why? Yeah, so here comes a little bit of the sugya. Because at the end of the day, since the Sufik Be'inu Yoimi, and we only passed in based on your Mechzokas, based on this Chazokah, you were holding it. What happens if I change around the Siba of the Mechzokas? If I change around the Siba of the Mechzokas, I may not become the Mukhsik, maybe I could change around. There's a clear Sufik. The Bezin never got down to the bottom of the Shaila. Bezin, the Kohen says, is Dilma Shali. Dilma Shali. No, the Pshah, as we said, Kol Zman Yom Mukhsik, that remains a Vada. Seder, Kol Zman Yom Mukhsik, remains a Vada. But maybe when I change around things, that might change around everything. Even the Manomer, Ein Moitzi Miyodai, the Machloikas starts, that's what we're trying to move it over, and this is the Kesem Mishnah's world, the Machloikas starts, Legabe. What happens when the Kohen changes around everything? Everyone agrees beforehand. There's a mixture, there's a hybrid of Vaday and Safik here. Mitzad Echad, the bialis of the Yisrael is Vaday, but the Shurash HaShaila wasn't Mukhra. The Shaila now comes about what happens if, based on the fact that the Safik, the Tzad Safik wasn't Mukhra, now the Kohen assumes that bialis. Oh. So now back to the Kesem Mishnah. This was the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha, and this was the Kesem Mishnah's trying to Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah says, I don't understand. Taka, the whole machloek is legabi mitzi miyodai and mitzi miyodai. Why is it telling the sveikas nechas on there? The kuli alma, kolzman the Yisrael has it, lecharis of hadit. So, don't come to Ritva and Rashi. This is the pshat. That's when we're staying in the world of the Kesem Mishnah. We're just going to have a direct machloek. Zok to Rashi and Ritva. The catalyst comes from the man Omer Tokfakoin, ain't mitzi miyodai. You're right. Be'etzem, he has a bialis. But there's a positive Siba that gnaws away, that stares his bialis. What is that? Since the man Omer holds, Tafakain Emitzi Miyodai holds, there's a loophole here. Since he holds this Mukhzokas is only Kolzman, you're a Mukhzok. Even though again, right now we give you Vaday. But it's Mukhbol, the Kolzman is by you. It means the Kohen has a way to extricate. The Kohen has a way to bring out his son in the Sufik. The Kohen has a Schust Kifa, very similar to what we had in last week. Zokur Ashi in the Ritva, that's a Tzad Tzchiyah, that's a new Tzad here. It's a new tzad. It's what's called a koyach. It's not a matter. It's not a percentage. It's not two da'i. He doesn't own 10% of it. It's a koyach. He has a koyach in the moment over here. Since again, this bechor is a suffix. Right now, we're naming on. Right now, we're naming on the tzad. That tzad, because to keep your chazaka, we're naming on that tzad. We want machriya. If the koyin has a way to bring to access yen tzad, the tzad that it is, he has a way to access yenim. If you don't have the mitzvah, he has no way to access it. There's no way to access it. Savada, he doesn't have a tzad tzchiyah. Oh, if you know, Ein Moitzi Miyodai, very similar to what we saw last week, he has a schus tkif, he has a way to access his tzad bialis. Zokarashi, that should stare, that's what the Rebbe is saying, that should stare the koyach of the koyin. It's koyach of the Yisrael. Nimsa poita atzer and moinu shal koyin. It's not a suffix, it's a tzad bialis. It's not a suffix, the Yisrael has it right now. No one ever says it's a suffix. No, the Kohen has a tzad bailus that should shter the bailus of the Yisrael. Another tzitzis. We had the sigur before. We have a tzad bailus. We have a schus kifa. We had a shaila. Got a grace of shaila. If that's considered bailus or not. The suffix the mara tzadayim loy mukhra. Teretz is very simple. In the sigur before, the Kohen was trying to use it to be makdish. That was a shaila. Does it give him a full bailus in order to be makdish? When our sugya, we're using it the other way. We're using it to shter the Yisrael. We're saying the tzad bailus of the Kohen shters the Yisrael. Therefore, even if it's not b'shus the Kohen yet, it's not b'shus, it's not b'shlitosoi, we don't say schus tifa gives him a shlita. Avada, schus tifa means he has a koyach, he has a tzad bailus over here. Zokti gamar, avada, if you all talk for Kohen, ein meitzim yoda, avada, his tzad bailus is going to shter the tzad of the Yisrael. Avada, that's going to shter the tzad of the Yisrael. I don't know if as I say it's too late, but you can look in the Rabban Ochum. The Fidus is very musbar. If you look, it's Meduik and Rashi and the Ritva. But the Kasha was only, even in Manoim and Tzinyoda, the problem was only with the Hasiri. The problem wasn't, the Gemara is Meduik. The only problem was the Hasiri. If the Hasiri comes out being the Sofik, there's a problem. If you look in the Rabban Ochum, explain this. I found a man to say it. The Fidus is a Gashmak Ganga. But it's not a Sofik. There's some sort of Mesuyim Dika problem. Legabi Mani Shalkoi. Now, go back to the Shkolev and Achorinim. The Achorinim talked about Kadiyubim Kedushin. Yesh Lodim. Ruin the sugi, the way we're saying, not like a bachonon, that there's a new problem, the tzad bailus of the Yisrael, of Kohen is sharing the Yisrael. Is it going to share only by Maisa? Is it going to share if you to make Kedushin? Could he make Kedushin with it? Could he buy an Esther with it? Yeish Lodon. Tzad Lakan or Lakan. Maybe that which is Megarein is bailus is only for some reason. Legabi bailus, Legabi do Maisa with it. Should be the Asiri. Maybe Legabi Kedushin not. Have to be Machriya. I'm rushing up because I want to be Pesach, the other part of the sugi, at least Pesach. I'm not going to be able to finish it, but Pesach. The Vayla, we used a very parven nusach in machloikas, and we moved it over where it is. It's more legabi the tfisa. But we said the nusach is, do we say since the mechzokas, the psak was based on mechzokas, so it's a psak with strings attached, only calls manual muchzik? Or no? The psak with mechzokas was the Vayla, was guaranteed. The mokum de mevara, really, the stodom etzian mitzim yodai, is when you look at the Rishonim. The Rishonim say, that the maskonas zog, everyone except for the Rambam say, that tfisa does not help mitzvekas. Correct the Rishonim, kama place in Shas. We see tfisa does help mitzvekas. Many places where you see Tfisa helps in Sfeikas. It's a steer. And our sugya says Tfisa doesn't help in Sfeikas. Tfisa brings two places. Tfisa brings the Gemara in Ashoel. You see by Merchatz, Sofik, Tfisa Shon Rishon, Tfisa Shon Achron. Sofik, you see Tfisa over there helps. Mavur and Shmuel Hos, Tfisa helps. Another Gemara in Ksubis, the Sofik Treu Trey. A Malva has a star of $100 in the Loive. And this Treu Trey, they're arguing whether they ate him up Psulim. Mavur and Rashi, that if the Malva goes and chaps a $100, so he keeps it, helps, Tfisa helps, the Suffolk trade helps. In fact, Tesis, I would pass in Tfisa doesn't help. So Tesis has two bizunder answers. Each one of the answers, the Rishonim, we call Kloli Tfisa. These are called Kloli Tfisa, there's exceptions. Tfisa sometimes helps, sometimes doesn't help. So Tesis, two Kloli and Kloli Tfisa. So Tesis, coming to answer the Gemara Nashoyo. So Tesis, when the Tfisa is beheter, it helps. It's very close with the Metzias there. It sounds like Tesis means, Ritzvin later on explained, I think this. That in the case over there, the masker knew that there was a suffix. And he let the soicher, the landlord knew that the tenant was a suffix, and he let the tenant continue living there. That's beheter. That's called tfisa beheter. Zok toises, tfisa beheter helps. Even on the mitzian, tfisa beheter helps. Zok toises of the Gemara and Ksubis, another cloud. I in the Ksubis, the case of Ksubis, why does tfisa help? Zok toises, tfisa koidim laid this a suffix. We're talking about that the person chapped ois before the two aid, before the tray and tray came. Chapped ois before tray and tray came, tfisa koidim laid this a suffix also helps. So we have two common toises. The Rosh, the Vayla, the Ramban, I don't think we have time to get to. The Rosh, the Vayla, it seems like he argues on Tosis, two accounts. The Rosh brings the Shaila of Tosis from in the Morna Hashem. He brings the Shaila over there in the Morna Hashem from Shmuel. And he says, against Teret, it's a Riches Doyle, you have to say, against a Shir to explain, you have to learn up good the Rosh, what the Rosh says. But in the Nenu, he doesn't say what Tosis says. He doesn't say that it helps Tfisa Behet. He says, a new word, there was a do you do that? Achorinim, the Farshim of Medayik, the Rosh doesn't hold of Tosis Yisoy, Tfisa Behet. He doesn't hold that this is sort of tfisa beheter. He doesn't hold it. Tfisa beheter, he holds even if it's tfisa beheter, still might see any other. Vosketa machlekes. The tfeta machlekes. In the second part of Tosis, that the Tosis asks in the Mark Subis and Tosis says tfisa koidim leitzah sofik. The Rosh, right away, when he brings the sugi, he says, talk for koidim leitzah sofik because he's a shema. And when he's a bari, when someone's tfis with a tainas bari, avada tfisa helps. The case in Subis is a tfisa betainas bari. The case of Tosis is asking from his tfisa betainas bari. Yana holds he's a chiras kosher edim. The Tfisa B'tanis Bar, yeah. I see Tois, the Ritva Rush holds Tfisa B'tanis Bar helps. I see Tois holds Tfisa B'tanis Bar doesn't help. So you have a machloek is two ways. There's a clown Tfisa that Tois holds that the Rush doesn't hold it. Tfisa B'heter helps. The Rush holds not like that. And the Rosh holds Tfisa, but then his Bori helps until he doesn't hold that way. So let's just start. It seems to be there are two general Batei Midrashim how to address why Moitzim Yodi in the Rishonim. Two Kivunim, why Halacha is Tachlo Koin Moitzim Yodi, why Tfisa doesn't help. Nevada, this makes major enough to me, when what will be the exceptions? Let's start a little bit. Kama Rishonim, it seems like the reason they say is because the Tfisa is, we dan the Tfisa, they say Tachlo Koin Moitzim Yodi, because we dan the Tfisa of the Koin is Tfisa's Exeil. Danina Megazlus, and that's the lotion of the Krishna Sekas and Aleph Hey. He says it's clear this tzad. We're dying in the Tvisa, but Tvisa's Gzela. That's why Tokfa Koinim Yitzim Yodah. Just mentioned the Rishonim. It seems to be that the Rajbra, we had the previous Sugya, the end of the Sugya, the Rajbra clearly says that. And the reason why Ba'alma, he's saying as opposed to Beit Talis, the deal is Haidah, he says Ba'alma, Tvisa doesn't help because we're dying, we look at him as a Gazlan. We look at him as a Gazlan. Ukimimimimimim Bechas Kosin. We're dying him as a Gazlan. That's Mashmoiz Lemiri in Ksubis Dafchov. Yeah? That's one mahalach. The Maisa, in Rashi it's Muchach, and the Rosh is Meduik, and the Ramban is Meduik, a different mahalach. In Rashi, we saw last week, Rashi holds, Shasak Psech Savach takes away the problem of Zeil. Rashi says, when Rashi says over the Machlekes of Ramnun and Rabba, Rashi says, the Machlekes is, how to read the words, Hamoitzi Mechel Veil Avaraya. Rav Amnuna held, Hamoitzi Mechel Veil means, whoever's the Moitzi, the Yisrael, the Kayin, it means, the Psak originally, like we said before, is a Mugbulik Psak. You're the Muchsik now, Avdav. But Rashi says, Rabba holds that La'olam the Kohen's called a Muxik. What does it sound like in Rashi? Why Tafa Kohen Moitzim Yodai? Even after the Kohen holding it, he's still the Muxik. He didn't change the Muxakas. So it sounds like in Rashi. The Kohen's holding it right now. But the Yisrael is still the Muxik. Once we pass him, Moitzim Yodai, the Yisrael is still the Muxik. Rashi doesn't say a word about Gzela. Rashi doesn't say Gzela. Rashi says he's still called a Moitzim. Sounds like in Rashi, the reason why Moitzim Yodai is because we still have the same exact din of a Moitzim Yodai. Al Derech says in the Ramban. The Ramban many times doesn't once mention the word Gzeil in all his dinim. He always mentions the Uki Moini Beches Kose. And Azoy is in the Rosh. So the Tchilas Kivurim, the Rav Nochem started, is like, Ken Zayin, it seems Toysis maybe goes with the Rajbah and the Miri. Toysis says it's a Mailin Tfisa Beheter. What's the Mailin Tfisa Beheter? Well, so what's Beheter? You bring a Raya, is it any Raya that's yours more than before? No, it's just a Tfisa Beheter. Tfisa Beheter will help if the problem is Gzeil. The problem is Gzeil. Tvisa Beheter says there's no problem of Gzeil. There's no problem of Gzeil. I'm not a Gazlan. I did a Beheter. How can you call me a Gazlan? It's over there. That's going to be. Allah is going to be in my team together. However, the Rosh holds that the problem is you're fighting against the enemy's Mechzokas. You're fighting against the enemy's Mechzokas. What's the Heter going to help you? It's a Tvisa against the Mechzok. You're already passing against the Mechzok. Tvisa is not going to help. Hashenki, the Rosh holds Tvisa behind his body helps. Why? This has to do with the Rosh Hashid. The Rosh says, Taka, the only reason why Tvisa can help against Mechzokas is only because you're a Tophus. And he says, there's a Lashon Tesis Roshan, that base on the base. His Lashon is, the reason why Tokfa Kain and Moitzim Yodai is because Tfisa Misafik doesn't help. What does that mean? When you grab something and you're a Safik itself, you only have, it looks like you're holding it, but you're not a Muxik. You don't look like a Muxik. You don't look like a Muxik. There's a Tophus and a Muxik. When you're grabbing, you're holding it, very nice, but you don't look like a Muxik. A Muxik usually knows that he owns it. The Kain doesn't even know he owns it. He's grabbing a Misafik. He's not a Muxik. The Rosh held the only reason why, the Rosh didn't hold it was a Gzela. But the Rosh held, Tfisa can't change Mechzokas only because you're a Tophus and you're not a Muchzik. First, look at the Lashon of Tzitz Rosh in Ksubas Daf Chof, when he says the Yisoid, Tfisa B'tanis Baris helps, the Lashon is, the Ein Lanu Koyach Lahoitzi Mamen Mi Muchzik. He's going, I'm going to my Mitzin Mi Mamen, Mitzin Mi Yodai. The Teretz says Mitzin Mi Yodai is because usually he's not a Muchzik. The Kayin is not a Muchzik, he's holding like a Tophus, he's not a Muchzik. Oh, but if he's holding like a Bari, he's a Muchzik. That's all if you're the Rosh. The Rosh holds the problem is changing the Mechzokas. Oh, but if you hold, that the Shaila is Gzela, what's a Bari can help? Because the Gazlanim also Bari. Gazlan a lot of times says, it says, what does it help? He's Bari the Gazlan. That could be the Kibbutz. I want to stress the Chashav Adgosha in the differences in the Psak. The difference, it's not only words, semantics, it's a velt of a difference, the difference between the two Tzadim of Gzela or the Mechzokas. The Tzad that you're a Gazlan, it's saying that you never became a Tophus. This is a very Chashav point to focus on. The tzad of the Rajbah and the Miri and the Tosis were trying to say that says the reason we take it as a Gazlan, when you're a Gazlan, you're not even a Tophus. There's a Musak of being a Tophus, Marshal. Shoyal, Pashas of Gvegar says, a Shoyal is a Tophus. It's not a Musak, it's a Tophus. I'm borrowing someone's Chafis. I'm holding it. I'm allowed to hold it. I'm holding it with Gzela. I'm not a Musak. I'm not holding it like a Bailam. I don't really own the Chafis. I borrowed it. I don't know. There's a Musak of a Tophus on a Mukzakus. If you hold the problem of Tophus coin, we'd see in the other is you're a Gazlan. The Pshad is we never see the coin as a Tophus. We don't see him as a Tophus. We don't even see him as a Tophus. He's holding, he's a Gazlan, he's holding Yenim Chafetz. Those who say the problem is Gazlanus, they say that there's no Tophus, and there's a Dik the other way. It's Mashmah, that's the whole problem. It's mashma ad kedei ad kama. He would be a tofus. Avada halach would be ein mitzim miyadai. The whole problem is because danin lebegas musa. If we become a tofus, the tefis would have had to help. But the other shita, the other base medrash, the base medrash and the Ramban, Rashi and the Rosh, it's a mashma the other way. Fakert, they hold that you do become a tofus. They don't say you're a gazlan. You have to know why they hold as a gazlan. You have to explain that. But their mashma, the fakert, the vart is tefisa doesn't have enough weight. I think there's a big chiluk between the Rosh and the Ramban in this. But more or less they're saying tefisa doesn't have weight. Once we have mechzakus, once we shteled mechzakus, tefisa doesn't have enough weight to shemeshanim the mechzakus.
All these are the